Hallelujah. Wonderful Father, we thank you because you are the Almighty God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for what you have been using this prophetic broadcast to do in the life of many, many people. We thank you because of your wonders upon our life. Today is the 8th day of the month of October, year 2021. Thank you, Father, for your protection, your care, your love, your power. Thank you for what only you can do, and that is what you have been doing in our lives. Thank you because you are the Almighty. You are greater than the greatest, and you are higher than the highest. Lift up your hand wherever you are to worship this King of Kings and appreciate him. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. Lift him up and bless his name. Lift him up and worship him. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. King of Kings, we thank you. You are worthy of our praise. We bless your name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for his mercies endure life forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Glory, glory to the Father. Oh, glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I speak into the life of someone here that tears in your eyes is wiped off today by the power and the blood of Jesus. Your tears is over. No more weeping in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. A brother here, I speak to you that the affliction program into your blood shall expire now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And to all those who are about to go for one interview or the other, I have a word of the Lord concerning your life. I speak into your life now that the interview you are going for will be a walkover. There will be a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are writing the exam, hear the word of the Lord. You will pass with flying colors in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy peace, joy, blessing upon everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. We hide ourselves inside the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from bondage in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the strong man in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the strong man in Jesus' name we pray. You may need to spend about 5 minutes on that prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from environmental evil altar. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from environmental evil altar in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from environmental evil altar in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from environmental evil altar in Jesus. They say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from foundational pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from foundational pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from foundational pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from foundational pollution in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from foundational pollution in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from family evil pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from family evil pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from family evil pattern In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from family evil pattern. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, buy me back from the captivity of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, buy me back from the captivity of my father's house. Buy me back. Buy me back. Buy me back from the captivity of my father's house. I present the blood of Jesus as sacrifice. Buy me back. Buy me back from the captivity of my father's house. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. You are welcome if you are joining us for the first time. This is High Voltage Prophetic Night Prayer Meeting. And we thank God for how God has been using this midnight prayer to do a lot of things in the life of people. Recently, I started giving a lecture on breaking the circle of evil pattern. And I took time to explain it yesterday so that you can understand it better. If you have not gotten the my voice audio of yesterday, it is better you get it so that you can know and follow the trend. You know, we are talking about something very strong. Evil patterns are established through strange and powerful covenant. And that is why sometimes it looks like, difficult problems. It looks like a very stronghold that is difficult to pull down. It looks like a solution-defying problems. It looks like a problem that appears mysterious because there are powerful covenants and strange curses that always establish evil pattern. And that is why until we drive it down to the root sometimes, we don't see anything. We don't see anything. Like I told you, an evil pattern is anything that is opposed to good pattern, that is opposed to good pattern, that is opposed to godly pattern. And I've told you that the architect and the executor of evil pattern is the devil himself. So evil patterns are stubborn. Evil patterns are very, very stubborn. They are hard to contend with. They are difficult sometimes to break. They are very, very stubborn to confront. So when you are confronting evil pattern, you must make up your mind that this pattern, I will not allow you to stay. You must be broken. Because most of the time, this pattern has been in our lives. It has been our blood. It has been our family for the past 200, 300, 400 years. And now we want to break it. You know, if not by grace of God and the mercy of God, that kind of pattern remains. But when you deal with it aggressively and you continue bombarding it, freedom is our own. Because the Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that the Lord, that Jesus is Lord. So no matter how strong, when the name of Jesus is mentioned, the knee in heaven, the knee on earth, the knee under the earth, we bow because it is the name that we cannot say no to. So at the mention of the name of Jesus today, I command every knee of evil pattern to bow in the name of Jesus. Mention the name of Jesus three times. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Beloved, all this like father, like this, like son, it is as evil pattern. You know, you see when evil pattern is in place, you will see violent anger exhibited by people, stealing, sometimes an uncontrollable sexual urge, addiction to different things. You see people quitting from what you have made them to shine because there is a pattern that their life is following. You cannot be ignorant of this, because if you are not knowledgeable about this, there will be a problem. Look at something in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 28. And afterward, when David had it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the law forever from the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. This statement was made because a captain in David's army called Joab cleverly killed Abner, who had come to favor David. So David's statement can be seen as a lamentation. You know, he lamented and he cried bitterly. He said, let this particular cause rest upon Joab. Let the consequence of what he has done rest upon Joab and all his father's house. And let them not fail from the house of Joab, one that has an issue, or that is a leper, or that leaned on a staff, or that falleth on a sword, or that lacketh bread. What am I saying? This means that in the family of Joab, somebody, there must be someone who will be suffering from issue of blood. There must be someone who will be a leper. There must be someone who will experience poverty. There must be someone who will not be able to gather anything together. There must be someone who will not be able to rise up in life. That becomes a pattern as a result of what Joab has done to Abner. So you can see that the wickedness of our father could bring a pattern in our lives. The wickedness of our ancestor could be the problem that we are facing now. A pattern is an order. A pattern is an arrangement. A pattern is a design. Every one of us, we have come to this world with a divine pattern. And that divine pattern, when it's altered, there's always be a problem. When that pattern is altered, it will be a problem. God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle according to pattern. God instructed Noah to build the ark according to pattern. So there are patterns to things. So you have a very unique pattern. You have a very unique design from the Lord. That design must not be altered. That design must not be affected. When it's affected, it makes life very, very hard. It makes things very, very difficult. Many, many lives have been affected by evil pattern. And this has been a problem now. Beloved, evil pattern may be hard to break, but it can be broken. It may be strong to break, but it can be broken. I pray for somebody that every evil pattern in your life shall be broken, 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 shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, are you experiencing what your father experienced? Is your children also experiencing it? I command the chain of evil pattern to be broken, 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 to be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, every stronghold of evil pattern in our family line, break by fire, 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 break by fire. Do you know that evil pattern are established through evil covenant? And the evil covenant that sustain evil pattern is not ordinary covenant. A very deep covenant and strange indeed. And that is why it is necessary that many a times you must also pray that, oh God, my Father, show me the hidden secret that I need to know about my foundation. Oh God, my Father, show me the hidden covenant that is sustaining the battle of my life. Oh God, my Father, show me the hidden covenant that is causing affliction in my life. These are deep prayers that we must also pray. And I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for us to pray. Bring out your bottle of water or your bottle of oil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the bottle of water and the bottle of oil. We pray that the fire of deliverance, the power of God, the anointing of Holy Ghost shall enter into the bottle of oil and also in the bottle of water. The blood of Jesus shall flow into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to drink a little as we pray this prayer. The prayer to pattern us back according to God's divine. You are going to shout loud and clear. Say, every evil pattern that I have inherited from my father, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil pattern that I have inherited from my father, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil pattern that I have inherited from my father, die, die, die in Jesus' name. Please say, every evil pattern that I have inherited from my mother, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil pattern that I have inherited from my mother, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil pattern that I have inherited from my mother, there in Jesus' name, pray. Say, any serpent transfer into my life, any serpent transfer into my life by my ancestor, get out of my life, there in the name of Jesus. Any serpent transfer into my life by my ancestor, get out of my life, there in the name of Jesus. Any serpent transfer into my life by my ancestor, get out of my life, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil handover of battle in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil handover of battle in my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Every evil handover of battle into my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Every evil handover of battle into my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Every evil handover of battle into my life, they are in Jesus. They say the battle that was handed over into my life, they are in the name of Jesus. The battle that was handed over into my life, they are in the name of Jesus. The battle that was handed over into my life, they are in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your head. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. Pray very well. Say, every yoke of limitation on my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation on my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation on my destiny, break in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your chest very well, and you say this one. Say, evil pattern of infirmity in my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of infirmity in my life, they are in Jesus' name. Pray. Did you hear what I say? I say, evil pattern of infirmity, die. That's what I said. Die mean expire. Die mean be completely useless. Evil pattern of infirmity in my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of infirmity in my life, they are in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of infirmity in my life, they are in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your stomach and say this one very well. Say, any power assigned to drain my blood, they are in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to drain my blood, they are in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to drain my blood, they are in Jesus' name. Pray, still lay your hand upon your stomach. Say, evil strong man living inside of me, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil strong man living inside of me, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil strong man living inside of me, get out by fire, 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 get out by fire in Jesus. They command the evil strong man to depart. Make sure you pray this prayer for about 10 minutes. Something will happen as you begin to pray. When you pray that prayer for 10 minutes, take your hand back to your chest. Say, evil strong man hiding in my life, depart, 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 in the name of Jesus. Pray for 10 minutes again. Then take your hand back to your head. Say, evil strong man hiding in my destiny, depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name we pray. When you pray this prayer, you will experience a victory you have never experienced before. When you pray this prayer very well, you will experience a testimony that you have never experienced before. You will see a strong man getting out from your life, and your life will experience liberty. Pray 30 minutes with your hand on your head, your hand on your chest, your hand on your stomach. And the prayer you'll be saying, evil strong man living inside of me, depart by fire or come out by fire. You can either say come out by fire, or you say depart by fire. But make sure you pray that prayer for 10 minutes, and you will see a testimony. Do it for about 3 days, and you call me back to share testimony. Many of you that your body has been so heavy, you see your body being light. Many of you that have been noticing a lot of frustration, you see frustration will be no more. Many of you that notice that somebody is having sex with you in the dream, you will see that to be free. Many of you that notice that somebody is pressing you down in the dream, you see that you'll be free. Because the evil strong man hiding in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, will depart and never return. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your hand shall be anointed. Your hand shall be favored. As the oil is upon your hand now, I command your hand to prosper. Anoint your hand and let it be. The power of God will fall upon your hand, and the yoke of poverty shall be broken. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your legs and say, you, my legs, I command you to move me to the land of testimony, to the land of favor, to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name, pray. All prayer requests presented here, receive divine answer by fire. The heaven of heaven shall answer your prayers, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into the life of all singles in the name of Jesus Christ, as many of you who are ready to get married, may God of heaven visit you with marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. All women and men who are looking for the fruit of the womb, Holy Ghost, answer them by fire. Overshadow them the way you overshadow the life of you overshadow Mary, and there was testimony. Overshadow all women here looking for the fruit of the womb, and let there be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be peace in your life, peace in your business, peace in your marriage, peace in your destiny, peace in your career, and peace all over your destiny. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to share with us a testimony or your revelation, pass it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. This broadcast come up every night. Make sure you share it. Let your friend get it. Let them listen to it. Let them pray the prayer and let them share the testimony with us in the name of Jesus. Don't forget that God is still working wonders. I fellowship at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexta Town. I remain your friend and I continue to remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much. Don't forget Psalm 91. Read it every day and it's very important. It is well with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy what the Lord has done in your life. Enjoy your weekend, and the Lord will be with you. In Jesus' name, pray.